7. When I got home, Charlie was already there, which was surprising, and he was all upset, which wasn't surprising. "Something's going to happen tonight," he said. "Well," I said, "Halloween's going to happen, just like it always does, on October 31st. "But the Herdmans," he began, "they aren't even going to be there," I reminded him, "so what could they do?" "Actually, they could do a lot. History was full of things that happened after they left kids in the revolving door, their cat in a washing machine at the laundromat, half-drowned turkeys at the turkey farm. I didn't know what they could do at Woodrow Wilson School on Halloween night. But I did know that they were Herdmans, after all. And I had seen Imogene's face outside the door and heard her saying, 'Herdman free?' Still, I knew Charlie really wanted to go to the Halloween party and be half a lion in peace. Besides, how did I know what would happen or might happen? So I said, 'Don't worry about it.' And he looked relieved. He was home early, he said, because Miss Seaworthy let us out early, but we're not supposed to tell anyone. She had us leave 2 or 3 at a time down the stairs past the boiler room and out the back door. I had never heard of one teacher all by myself letting her class leave early. Why did she do that? She had to get ready to be the swamp witch, she said. Besides, our room is going to be the swamp, and that takes time. Even so, I don't think she's allowed to do that. Charlie nodded. I know. That's probably why we weren't supposed to tell anybody. But I think there was someone in the boiler room. I think someone saw us leave. So will Miss Seaworthy get in trouble? I didn't think so. Everybody had already said that the whole school should get out early so the PTA could move in and set things up. All those children will be in the way, Mrs. Wendelken had complained. No.